When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
How many people did you elbow in the Black Friday sales, Nicole?
About four. How many hours did you stare at your phone waiting for the Zara sales to start so you could add to your already overstuffed wardrobe, Lauren?
Also about four.
Sounds like both of us could do with a little lesson in minimalism. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
When you think of minimalism, you might immediately think of getting rid of stuff, not buying anything new, and living in a small, plain white room with just a futon and no ornaments.
And no people.
Nothing.
Sounds lovely.
This could be true, but in most cases, it's not. The reduction of physical possessions is often as a result of minimalism, not minimalism itself. Just giving away a bunch of things doesn't make you a minimalist any more than buying a statue of Buddha makes you a Buddhist, or having one green smoothie makes you healthy. It's just an aspect of it. But what minimalism is really all about is looking at and assessing your priorities so that you can discard things that don't bring value to your life.
If you are able to pause and focus on what's actually important, it's pretty likely you will identify a lot of things that are more important than accumulating physical goods. And if this is the case, it could be time to start slimming down your haul. As our expert for the week, Chris Lovett, says, most of us have too much clutter. We may not be fully aware of it, but it's there. Anything physical, digital, mental, or emotional that gets in the way of achieving our goals and living a fulfilling life, that could be material possessions, letting go of self-sabotaging stories about yourself, or quitting a job you hate and getting one that you love. We are all absolutely stuffocated.
Love that word.
Stuffocated.
Brilliant. You may remember our week of decluttering. If you don't, then go back to that show and listen to it.
Ugh.
I was having literally the time of my life, and Nicole was dealing with my judgment over her collection of Calpol syringes. Well, this show, it's the next level of decluttering.
Yes.
Minimalism is about decluttering your life, not just material possessions like your huge shoe collection, but things like your job or handling the endless incoming texts and WhatsApp and emails and communications.
To assist us with this week, we have enlisted, because we needed the help, with the help of the absolutely lovely Chris Lovett. He's the author of Discovery of Less. Chris is a minimalist, author, speaker, and simplicity coach. What a lovely job title, simplicity coach. Through his blogs and seminars, he unlocks the potential of doing less. He believes that when we focus on less, we achieve so much more. And this is what he had to say.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
So tell us, what is a minimalist mindset, Chris?
Well, we're starting hard, aren't we? Already?
Yeah, well, going in.
We have to know, because I actually don't have any idea about this and I definitely don't have a minimalist anything. So I'm very open and I definitely want to declutter my mind and my life.
Well, I think you've nailed it.
Is that it? Am I done? Can I go?
Yeah, that's it.
Class dismissed.
Firstly, thank you so much for the intro. Can you come and do all of my intros?
Any time.
That was so
any
beautiful.
Time.
Yeah, the kind of minimalist mindset is kind of the evolution of the activity of decluttering, which we kind of all know and some of us love. It's that the next layer of your mind. It's almost like, what else can I remove? What else can I be intentional about? So we're talking things like your digital stuff. So your relationship with tech, for example, and your phone and your laptop and your emails, and then going into your career and things like meetings and work. And so basically it's your whole view of the world. And when you look at things, you go, does that add value? So it's not just talking about the physical stuff. We're taking it into your digital, the stories that you tell yourself, you know, whether we're right or wrong, or whether we are being too harsh on ourselves or overconfident. Those types of the mindset where I'm kind of trying to support people with at the moment. So it's not just about the decluttering of the DVD collection or the clothes or furniture.
When you talk about clutter, you don't just mean material stuff, right? So what are the other types of clutter that people hoard?
Yeah, so obviously we all know about the physical stuff that kind of impacts our environment that we live in. We're probably looking at it now. If you're listening to this podcast, we might be looking around our room going, why on earth have I got all them books? But it's also our relationship with tech. You know, we are probably available 24/7.
Yes.
And so how do we handle the next or the latest organ of attached to our body, which is our phones? Yeah, so things like text messages, apps, emails, etc. So we do a lot of digital decluttering or digital detoxing, which is probably a more kind of well-known term. So I go out and talk a lot about how we can question our relationship with tech. Career's been a big one recently because of the great resignation that we might have all heard of since COVID, where people are now looking at their careers and going, is this what I really want to do with my life? But actually, because they've never really done anything different or they've been in a role for so long, maybe the fear of changing jobs or changing careers is super uncomfortable. But we can still use those same kind of tactics and approaches to decluttering your stuff, to, you know, decluttering your career and not just getting rid of it, but changing it altogether and being more intentional, which is obviously where that kind of Marie Kondo approach comes from, spark joy and bring intention into your environment and stuff. So I'm pretty much just the cockney bloke version of
Marie
that.
Kondo. Decluttering your social life?
Yeah.
All of that.
Friends. That's been a big part of a lot of people, a lot of clients that I work with, has been decluttering relationships.
Yeah.
Mm. Whether they are romantic ones or personal ones or even like work ones. Yeah. Anything that you have in your life that does not add value or make you better is potentially up for the coal.
Okay. Oh my God.
She's looking at me.
You better watch your back.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's scary in here this morning.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I can bring a bit of levity.
I'm feeling
the gravity of the room.
How does someone start? Where do they begin with decluttering their life?
Read the book. No, I'm joking.
Do have to read the book. What's it called? Discovery of Less.
Discovery of Less. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's all right. It's not a bad read, actually, even if I do say so myself.
You should say so yourself, yes.
it's a fun little experience. But yeah, anywhere that's easy, I would say. I think I've got my phone on me. I've got this in my coat, but we could have done a little thing live where if you've got your phones on you, you can start really easy by just deleting one app.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
If you've got your, anyone that you're listening, if you've got your phone probably actually on you, maybe in your hand.
I mean,
I've just gone on.
Yeah. There's something called Dice on my phone. Don't know.
Dice.
Don't know. It's an app called Dice.
It's
got no idea what it is. Is it?
Yeah, because I might have used that a few times.
Oh, it is a ticket app.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need that.
Well, there we go. Get rid of it then.
Look, I'm really sorry to be a smug bitch. After I read your book, I did two things. Yeah. One, deleted apps that I no longer wanted. Two, unsubscribed from email spam.
Oh,
what are the benefits of being a minimalist? What are you going to gain in your life?
Short answer, more money, more time, more resources, more energy, less stress, less hassle, less cleaning, less tidying up. But ultimately,
Sounds good. Love it.
So it's not a bad trade-off, right? You know, get rid of some of your stuff and gain all this other all this other kind of experience. But I mean, from my personal perspective, I gained things like confidence. I gained things that you probably can't measure so much, like, you know, additional time in my day, less stress. Actually, the ironic bit is that I actually earned more money, because without the stuff, I got into better habits of buying actual shit that I really needed rather than stuff that was just clogging up my cupboards and things like that. So my income got better, my career fulfillment got better, everything was just better. And through that journey of letting go of the things that didn't make me better, that's some of the advantages, is that better career, better view on life, and better home environment as well, because it's nice.
You were stepping into your potential.
I love that. I love that.
Only a coach would know. What stops people from letting go of their clutter?
Let me turn this on you. What stopped you when you did your decluttering? Was there anything that stopped?
Nothing stopped me.
Nothing.
I was all systems go.
Right, she's the wrong person to ask.
I rainbow code my books. So, I'm there. I'm fully invested. You're in.
She's in. So my husband thinks I'm a hoarder.
Okay.
I don't think I'm a hoarder. Do you think I'm a hoarder?
Only of Calpol syringes.
That's so niche. That's such a niche
answer.
You know,
I don't know if you have children, but when they're sick, they have liquid paracetamol. It's called Calpol. And every single bottle that you buy comes with a little syringe, not with a needle, but just a disposer, so you can get the right amount out and shoot it into their mouths.
Nice.
Nicole had, I counted them, 26 Calpol
syringes.
It was in a neat Tupperware in the kitchen cupboard, but, you know, she has two children, so maximum she needs is two. 26. She's not got an orphanage going on.
Not yet. You know what a lot of people have is those goo pots, the glass ones.
I've got loads of those.
Yeah. That's one I've seen recently. It's like,
yeah, I've got loads of those.
What will you ever use these for?
Peanuts.
And you know what? Yeah. I never use them. I entertain a lot.
I actually do use mine, but I have six. And if I ever more come into the house, they go into the recycling. I will only keep six. I do hoard jam jars, and you do know that now. I tried to make a dressing in her house this week.
She's like, where are the jam jars? I said, I don't have any jam jars.
I don't have jam jars. I said, well, how do you shake it? What do you shake a dressing in?
I said, I buy a dressing. Like a normal person.
Yeah. What do you shake your dressing in?
I've never been asked that. That's only a thing in your world. And the fact that you think it's a thing is worrying me.
And then I said to her, but what if you want to make jam? And then she looked at me and the look was enough. The look was enough to say it all.
Yeah.
Lauren.
She doesn't make jam. What do you think about re-gifting?
Yeah, why not? I've done it a lot.
Do you have a...
Don't your friends now assume you're going to be re-gifting?
They don't get nothing from me.
They know. He's a minimalist. Do you have a re-gifting cupboard?
Oh, Lauren.
No.
It's like the jam jars.
I have a re-gifting box.
Do you really?
I actually do.
Wow. Yeah. Have you got an idea of what you're going to re-gift for Christmas this year?
I would never re-gift for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But I like to have a few extra bits.
She has limits.
Oh, of course.
A few extra bits. Like if the kids get bought loads of crap, but quality, but they don't want it, I will pop it away, because maybe I'll be going around to someone's house for lunch and they've got a five-year-old and he'd love a Hot Wheels car, but mine's too old to play with a Hot Wheels car, that sort of thing.
Okay. Oh, like, they're kind of like...
extra treats.
Extras, like little spares. You know what, right? Each their own. If that works for you... you go for it, great. And the good thing
is that hoarding? Is that hoarding?
Well, I think with this whole kind of approach to decluttering and minimalism, it's so individual that
Just trying to be part of the conversation. No, it's not fucking hoarding. It's just overly anal with your organising.
Okay. I mean, you can sell it. You can spin it any way you like, right? You can say it's preparing things like that.
Yeah, no, you're just trying to fit in at this point. Can you give us three tips to carry on the minimalist mindset into the new year? What do you suggest for us? Because that's what we're going to be doing this week. We're going to be taking your advice. What do you suggest for us and our clubbers?
Yeah, well, let's do the three areas then. So the physical, digital and the mental. So the physical stuff is a little bit easier to do because we've all got physical stuff in and around our environment. So it used to be where we went out to work. So we used to go to a different place and we come home, and the home was the comfort. It was the safe environment. It was your palace of Zen, right? And then over time, we've just filled it full of junk and crap and shit that we don't need. So maybe treat your home like you're just about to sell it. You know, you always you maybe paint it up, you clean it up, you know, treat it like a holiday home. Like you come home every day and it's, I really, really like to be here. So that's probably one, the physical kind of stuff around your home. The second one is the digital, which we've practiced today. You know, get rid of the apps. The unsubscribing of emails is amazing. Again, this is kind of low effort, high reward type stuff.
Yes.
And the mental clutter, which is the big one.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. So these are stories, the stories that we tell ourselves over time. And even if they're true or false, if they're mainly false, if we keep repeating them to ourselves over and over and over again, they will quickly become our truths. Things like, I can't write a book, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not going to be able to do that, or I can't change careers. You know, all of these stories are the blockers that refrain us from kind of unlocking our potential, like you were saying earlier, Nicole. So yeah, the mental stuff, let's see if we can actually take the thought to court, which is a term that's used in NLP, like neuro-linguistic practice, things like that. So when you get these thoughts that are troubling or that are slightly negative, you just stop for a second and you go, is this real? Is this true? And what evidence and facts have I got to back this up? So almost paint the picture as like taking that thought into the courtroom and defending it like it's true.
Yeah.
And the prosecution going, well, here's the facts, here's the evidence that prove or disprove your thought. And so I've used that quite a lot of myself and with clients as well. And it's almost like magic, because you then get to convince yourself that it's a load of bollocks that you tell yourself over time, that and starts to create this identity that you can't do things, or you can only do certain amount of things. Rubbish. You can achieve whatever the fuck you want.
I definitely need to clear out that bottom drawer. There's so much shit in there, and you're now inspiring me to do it. I love it.
I'll help you do it today.
No, you can't. It's mortifying in there.
Maybe it's a journey you need to go on your own, Nicole.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll support you on it if you need.
Yeah, we'll just go away.
Trying to be nice.
Me and Lauren can get some like pom poms and like be cheerleading.
Motivational from outside. Music. Yeah.
Yeah, from outside, just looking in your window, like, we can do it.
Yeah. And I'll be like,
yeah. I'll do some like warm up exercises. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
You got this.
Well, thank you, Chris.
It's
my
pleasure.
You for that. Thank you for leading us into a less cluttered Christmas. If people want to get hold of you and see more of your work, where can they find you?
Probably the gram is the most active I'm on. I'm not so active on some of the others because you can declutter your social media as well. There we go. So yeah, Instagram, just put Chris Lovett in and you'll spot the big hair pretty quickly. Discovery of Less, the book, is available wherever you get online books. Amazon probably.
Yeah.
Buy yourself an experience and read the book, and then give it to someone else. So rather than multiple people buying the book, just keep giving it around to someone else. So
that's very sweet. Don't you want multiple people buying the book?
That won't make you any money.
There's no money in books. There's no money in books.
Yeah, we're learning that.
Yeah. So get yourself an experience and then pass it on to someone else who'll get value from it. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're traveling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty, because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could.
Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
So now you know what you have to gain from embarking on a minimalist mindset. It's very hard to say that.
Yes.
More time, more money, more confidence, more energy, less stress, less clearing up, and a better home environment. Sounds good?
Sounds amazing.
Well, with Christmas nearly upon us and the combination of the weight of consumerism and the cost of living crisis, we would not be at all surprised if you were feeling stress and pressure as the festive season rolls in. So as always, Self Care Club, we wanted to bring you some great practical tips for Christmas to help you out. So here are a few ways to simplify this time of year.
Ready?
No.
Come on. I'm going to start you off with an inspiring bit of information. Do you know that 80% of Black Friday bargains have been thrown away within the first year?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, though.
Well, what if it's a lipstick?
Well, that was probably used in the first year. But exactly, stuff like, exactly. Oh, I have to have it because it's 42% cheap. Off. And actually, it's just rubbish.
I also heard, and it might have been you that told me, that most of the Black Friday deals are not deals at all.
It was me who told you. And there's been a huge news stories about this because all the companies basically hiked their prices up in November. And then for Black Friday, just put them back down to what they were before. So it looks like a discount, but there's actually no discount going on there. And the only way to know if it's a discount is to know the exact price of something that you normally buy and if it actually costs less.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit of a con.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, for Christmas, try buying experiences instead of things. Give someone an experience. For example, tickets to something, anything, afternoon tea, a day out, go to the theatre, a wine tasting.
Create. Oh, I love a wine tasting.
Do you know, my Ollie has just bought that for his dad for his birthday, a wine tasting, which I thought was a great present.
That is a lovely gift.
So create memories instead of clutter.
Nice.
Tip 2, tell those around you, you don't want anything but their friendship and company this year for Christmas. Unless you really want or really need something, try and encourage others not to spend where it's not necessary. And if they feel compelled to buy you something because they feel they have to, then ask them to buy you something consumable, food or drink, because it's definitely going to get used, or ask them to make a donation to your favourite charity.
Now, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, because we have a 50th coming up this mm-hmm. weekend, and my lovely friend who's hosting it, she listens to this show, and they have asked for a donation.
Yes.
But, and I think it's gorgeous mm-hmm. and I really respect it and we will do that. But I still feel uncomfortable not turning up with a gift.
Well, my mum got married in September, and her and my stepdad also asked on the invitation, please, please do not buy us gifts. We don't need a gift. If you'd like to, please donate to a cancer charity, because they both lost their previous spouses to cancer. So that felt very important to them. They did not want stuff. They did not want clutter. But if people felt like they had to buy something, buy it. And I think that's actually really nice.
So I think it's amazing.
Yeah, but you feel uncomfortable
with
it.
But there's still that piece of, I feel uncomfortable not turning up with a gift.
But maybe you could just get...
But then they're asking, and I understand they're not wanting any more clutter. I get that.
So in that case, for me, I would probably make the donation and send her some flowers. Because I think that's always a wonderful
thing. Well, it's his birthday.
Oh, it's his. Okay.
So I think what we'll do is get him like a nice bottle of whiskey or something.
Lovely. Something consumable.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Oh, you see, I'm living.
You're
by
on
the
it.
Week.
You're on it.
Yeah.
Here's a good idea. Host a swap shop for Christmas. Groups of people bring unwanted stuff around to someone's house, and you can choose to swap rather than buying something new.
I've done this before.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'd not, love to do that.
It wasn't necessarily around Christmas, and I can't remember what they called it, but it was someone's trash and treasure.
Oh, I love that
idea. It was
a
trash and treasure evening. So someone's trash is someone else's treasure. And everyone had to bring like 5 pieces of clothing that they don't wear.
Yeah.
And then we would put it all on rails, and everybody walked out with something.
That is brilliant.
Should we do that?
I'd love to do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. I reckon I'd love some of your dresses.
And your friend Nina, she's got to come. She's the one with her vintage, everything vintage. I love her. She's got to come.
When you're friends with Nina, she always gives you shit anyway.
Oh my God. Yes, let's do that.
Okay, trash and treasure party.
Okay, buy less for your kids. Recent statistics show that children own, on average, do you know how many toys on average?
I do, because I'm reading it.
Oh, 237. And they play with 12.
Shit.
I mean, that
mine
is...
Mine don't play with any anymore.
Well, no, mine are also a little big. But Lego, does that Lego count?
Yeah.
He Lego has counts. About 40,000 pieces of Lego.
She plays Rummy Cub with me occasionally.
Okay, that's all right. After Christmas, sell, donate, discard a Christmas gift you have no intention of using. We have so many of them, but then we just feel guilty about it. Do not feel guilty. Just get rid.
But then what if like someone has bought you like a vase or something, and then you don't really need another vase, or you don't massively like the vase, and then they're coming over, and then you feel compelled to get the vase out, or the vase is not there, or then they say, oh, where's the vase I bought you? And you've actually gotten rid of it.
You tell them. Oh my
God. I've regifted it.
I'm so upset.
Oh,
the worst thing happened. The dog tripped me over and I smashed the vase, and I'm devastated. Stated, and then you pray they don't buy you a replacement one.
You are good.
Thanks.
You've done this before.
So we had to do a practice this week. Do you want to tell everyone what we had to do?
Not really.
Go on.
I really don't want to.
Go on.
Well, that's our practice of the week. We were mainly concentrating on some digital minimalism.
Yes. Why are you so bored by this?
Chris gave us these tips to follow. Why am I so bored like this? Because A, we've done it. B, it's fucking annoying.
Okay, let's go through the steps, and then we're going to talk about your resistance, because I need to know more about this.
Okay. Number one, delete apps on your phone that you don't use. It's very quick and it will get you into the habit of seeing things disappear. It's low risk and high reward, Chris says. Number two, delete old messages and WhatsApp groups for birthday parties or events that have finished.
Yeah.
I mean, that would just be fucking endless. Number three, unsubscribe from unwanted email spam. Now, I do like this, because there are some people, some companies, sorry, they just email you
daily,
3 times a day.
It's so annoying.
It's really annoying. And actually, it puts me off the company. It's like,
me
you're now
too.
Bombarding me,
yeah.
And you are invading my space. Go away. Number four, put it in the basket, but don't buy. So let's say you're going on Zara, as I'm sure we all have done.
Who
in
does
Black
that?
Friday.
Who does that?
You can put all the items that you like the look of in the basket, but don't buy it. Just close down the app, because apparently you get the dopamine high without the clutter or the spending of the money. To be
it's
honest, I'm not buying
it's
that.
It's basically my life. Put it in the basket. It's my life.
Do a social edit this Christmas. Now we've gone a step further,
come on,
haven't we? Only make plans with the people you want to spend time with.
Do you like that one? I put that one in myself.
Oh, did you? This is not from Chris.
No.
Oh. When you begin your Christmas shopping, this is number six, think about when you buy someone something. Are you giving them a gift, or are you giving them the responsibility and more clutter? That
I
is from
that
Chris.
That is key. That is key when you're gift buying.
Well, because we'd had this chat, I've stopped. I, I've stopped with the kids and the Christmas presents.
Okay.
They've got enough.
Yeah.
What do they need? Just more shit that doesn't get put
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
It's just more shit that doesn't yeah. get put away. And the last one, give one item away every day. You also brought this, didn't you? Mm. This would remove 365 items every single year from your home. I mean, that is quite impactful.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So if you increase this to 2 per day, you would have given away 730 items that you no longer need.
Yep.
Increase this number once it gets too easy.
Yep.
Oh, you love it.
I love it.
You love it. You're so into
right.
it.
Right. And as well as our practice this week, we also played
a
game.
And if that wasn't enough.
We played a game.
Did
I brought you a game called the 30-Day Minimalism Game, didn't I? I texted it to you and you were up for the game.
Was I?
Yeah. So this is the game.
I don't think I was.
You were.
I wasn't.
Find a friend, family member or co-worker.
Me, apparently.
That's you. You're my co-worker.
I'm your friend.
And friend.
And my friend
best
or co-worker.
Best friend of the show. Best friend of the show.
Oh, now you're just sucking up.
Co-worker and best friend of the show, Nicole Goodman, who's willing to minimise their stuff. Can you note the word willing?
Yes.
Willing. Each person gets rid of one thing on the first day, two things on the second day, three things on the third day, and so forth and so on. You can get rid of collectibles, decorations, kitchenware, electronics, furniture, bedding, clothing, towels, tools. It doesn't matter.
How about your co-workers?
Then you just be you. If you start minimalizing your co-workers, it'll be you on your own. Maybe James.
So I'd remove you for this week.
So you can donate, you can sell it, you can bin it. It doesn't matter what you do with the possession, but it has to be out of your house and out of your life by midnight on every day.
It's very bossy.
It's very bossy.
It's very fucking
yeah.
bossy.
Let's have a little chat, shall we? What's with all the snorting and the rolling of the eyes and the being mean about Chris's minimalism mindset?
No, it's not that. Listen, I like Chris.
I just want to say, I like Chris.
Well, I feel the need to say that because clearly. I'm going to slag the practice off for the rest of the show.
Are you?
So I like Chris. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
I think I get on board with what he's saying. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I just...
You don't have a minimalism mindset. I think that's what this is about.
Do you know, my husband always says I'm a hoarder, right?
Mm.
And I think that's unfair because I'm not a hoarder.
What in your eyes is a hoarder? Someone who lives with like the carcasses of dead rats onto newspapers.
You literally can't move and like just...
Yeah, I love those shows.
But if I ever have like a wardrobe haul, which I do, I would say once a year or maybe once every 18 months, I have no problem in getting rid of stuff.
Okay.
I just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I find it a lot of effort for not much reward.
Okay.
So me sitting there and spending 20 minutes, half an hour, because that's what it is to remove the apps on my phone that make no difference to my life, whether they're on my phone or off my... They make no difference to my life.
Mm.
They're not going to bring me any pleasure with them not being there because I'm not noticing them.
Are you telling me you didn't do that bit of the practice then?
Listen.
Oh, naughty, naughty Nicole. You're going to be on Santa's naughty list.
I don't fucking care.
I don't. What?
I don't care.
You don't. Care?
I don't care.
Wow. Wow.
I don't. And I know that we're going to go through this whole list and you would have done everything on the fucking list and you would have been like Johnny Big Bollocks and like...
Johnny Big Bollocks.
And the whole like, you know, swatting Susan of just being so fabulous at this week's practice.
It's not fabulous. It's just either you have the mindset or you don't. I divide it into these two camps. Are you a person who has a junk drawer in your kitchen or hallway, or are you not a person who has a junk drawer? I am not a person who has a junk drawer because
we know
if it's junk,
we know
put it in the bin. What's in a drawer should be what's supposed to be in that drawer.
And it gets to the point in the junk drawer.
Yes,
when
you're drunk and you're in the junk drawer.
Yeah, that it gets to the point where I can't bear it, and then I clear it out. But up until then, it's fine.
But what's in it? I don't
junk.
Have one. E.g., like a pen. Pen. There's a pen pot for that.
There isn't.
Oh my
isn't.
God, there is in my
there
kitchen.
Isn't. Right. So right. I'm just gonna bring the listeners into conversations that we have regularly.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would say
what? Because they don't hear our conversations that we have regularly. That they have no idea what we talk about, do they?
Lauren's house is very tidy. Okay, it's very organized. It's very tidy. I have a tidy house.
I do.
But I have a very tidy, clean house. But I wouldn't say that it is organized to the level of Lauren's. Okay, I live with three other people that are very, very messy. So they don't put shit away, right? And I refuse to spend my whole life organizing around them and around their wardrobes. I can't do it anymore. So occasionally when they take something out and it never goes back in the right place, I shove it back in the right place because I can't be bothered. So then it gets a bit messy. But you're saying, well, there's no other place to put it. Where else would they put it? There's one place for it to go and that's where it should go. But my household doesn't run like that.
My sister-in-law has a phrase for that. Actually, all my sister-in-laws are quite messy people. My husband's not, thank God, otherwise I couldn't live with him.
My husband is really messy.
Mine isn't, we're both tidy freaks. But anyway, she has this thing when people come over, she says we bring in the superficial tidying company, which basically means that she takes everything from the
hallway.
Just
shove it in a drawer.
And shoves it in a cupboard or a drawer. It's just out of sight, out of mind. I can't have that. The inside of the cupboard has to look the same as the outside.
What happens if it isn't to you?
The whole world would collapse. Like,
No, seriously. What would happen? Do you get anxious about something like that?
But it just doesn't exist.
Oh my God. I just find this so annoying whenever we discuss this. Because in your head, it's like it's not a thing.
But how would it get to that stage is what I'm saying to you. Okay, let's say I've got 18 pairs of shoes out. Yeah? Is that what you're saying?
18.
Okay. 9 pairs of shoes out. Everyone in the house has
still
got
18
two
shoes.
Pairs of-
We're only doing multiples of 3.
But there's 5 in my house, so that's 5.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, 9. Right.
Right. Yeah. What? Yes.
What? And what are you asking?
I don't know what you're asking me. Where would they go? Would I shove things in the cupboard?
No, I know what? You don't shove.
What are you
I know
asking
you
me?
Don't shove them in the cupboard. I'm not asking you. I think I'm just expressing frustration. Because
I'm sorry, I'm tidy.
Because your house is so fucking organized. And mine isn't particularly. But in your head, you're like, well, how could it be any other way? You don't understand that there is another way.
Do not comprehend
exactly,
the other way.
Exactly. But there is another way. Listen. And most of us live the other way.
I got upset.
I'm the voice of the people who live the
I'm
other
just
way.
Tell you, I got upset on Saturday evening because I was making a curry and the spices. Oh. I needed not in proper alphabetical order that they need
to
be in.
I can't.
The children don't put them back in alphabetical order.
At least they put them back. Do they put them back?
Of course they put them back.
Exactly.
Of course they do. They're my children. They've been trained.
Mine don't.
You haven't trained them up.
Why are the children touching the spices?
They cook. They like to cook. Oh my God. Okay, we're off to a bad start. So do you want to just get your week out of the way? I think it's better. Or do you want to hear mine? Mine's going to annoy you and yours is going to be, I'm going to be very, very sad and disappointed at the end of yours. So what do you want first? To be annoyed or for me to feel sad and disappointed? You choose.
I just think we should just, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday.
It's been a minimalist show. That's the show.
There's no content.
Just an intro.
What do I want first? Go on, you do yours first. I'm literally sweating here.
Oh my God. It's not that bad. It's very
standard. No, because there's some of my voice notes that might come into play with yours.
Okay.
I'm sitting here doing the scintillating job of unsubscribing from unwanted email spam. So many come into our work email address every morning and I find it actually quite irritating. So I've started the task of just going through, clicking, unsubscribing every time one comes in. I have a feeling Mrs. Goodman has not been doing that. I mean, she could prove me wrong, but I have a feeling she hasn't. But I'm very interested to know if she has noticed this week that we have had less coming
no!
in.
No! This is what I'm saying. I haven't noticed because I don't care.
What about Wix every morning in our work email? Wix.
Can I just say, something that we said in the intro is if it's impacting your life, it doesn't impact my life.
It does, because it means...
She's telling me that it does.
No, I'm going to tell you why, because when...
Even though you don't notice it, I'm going to tell you why it has to impact your life.
When we open our work emails...
Yeah.
It takes up more time to have to see. Oh, okay, that one. I don't need that. I can delete it. Oh, this one. It's another junk one. I can delete it. And now we're in a situation where when the emails come in, they're from people who we're actually communicating with and emails that we need to respond to rather than a whole host of junk. So it's time saving in the long run. That's the benefit of it.
Well done.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I feel so much calmer in myself now that Wix is not emailing me on a daily basis. I can't tell you. I think that is just self-care in a nutshell.
Shut up.
Couldn't be failing more on point five of the practice this week.
Up.
Put it in the basket, but don't buy. I'm going to just fess up. I have got not one, not two, not three, but four pairs of sequin trousers winging their way to my home. Now, look, I'm only going to keep one. In fact, I may keep zero if they don't fit or they're hideous. But I couldn't resist the click.
There you go. A little fail for you.
Right. Do you want to play my second voice note?
Having a text exchange with my darling friend, Lauren Mishcon, who's just informed me that she has bought four, yes, four pairs of sequin trousers. One pair being purple. Purple sequin trousers. We are doing a week of minimalism. We are trying to reduce our consumerism, reduce our need for stuff. Now, I'm wondering how many pairs of purple / lilac sequin trousers one woman needs in her wardrobe.
They've gone back.
Click my third voice note, please.
Oh, it doesn't stop there.
Oh, my God.
I just got another text from her 5 minutes after making the recording to tell me that she'd forgotten that she sent another two pairs, yes, two pairs, of sequin trousers back. Shall we rewind a couple of weeks to the cowboy boot saga when she bought an electric blue pair of cowboy boots, drove everybody crazy on Instagram whether she should keep them or not, and then went for, I reckon she went for silver, sent them back, and then she went for black. There were a couple in between the electric blue and the black, but she stopped telling me at that point because I told her I can't hear the word cowboy boots anymore. So, do we think that Lauren Mishcon needs this practice more than I do? I reckon so.
I can tell you two things. The first thing is...
I'm just so happy you failed at this point.
The first thing is, I didn't keep any of them, including the cowboy boots. I don't actually own any of those
items.
They've all been returned.
But that's not simplifying your life,
is it? So it doesn't count as clutter because I don't own them.
But it does count as extra admin that you don't necessarily need.
Okay, and the second thing I'm going to tell you...
Trip to the post office.
Is that this morning...
Postage...
This morning, before I came to the studio, another pair of sequin trousers arrived.
From when you were ordering a few weeks ago, or because you ordered another pair?
I forgot.
You forgot. So that's seven pairs.
Seven pairs.
I said to you last week,
stop,
they don't work.
Stop.
They don't
stop.
Work.
I know.
Sequin trousers do not work.
But does it count if I don't actually own or keep
yes,
them?
Yes, because this is about minimising. Mm. Simplifying, reducing clutter, reducing time, giving back to yourself, creating space.
Okay, that in that bit.
You must have been to the, how many times have you been to the post office?
I mean, a few. I like to do the in-post lockers where you just
They are fantastic.
Wave the QR code at them and the magic drawer opens and you pop the box
Isn't
in
it,
and
it's
gone.
It's just the best thing. There's no human being.
Yeah.
I don't have to be told I've got the wrong postage, whatever.
It is good, an in-post locker. And believe me, I've been utilising those this week.
So I think it's safe to say that
your
home is organised.
Yes. And so is my wardrobe. But it's just I have trouble finding the exact item I like. I have to go through many iterations before finding the one. The one.
But that's not what we're doing this week.
No, it's not. It's just... Anyway, can I move on to three? At least I fessed up. I did not hide it.
You didn't need to fess up. I had
all
the
information. Yeah, you'd already got me in it. You were already putting me right in it.
There's something about when it comes round to near Christmas time and I start buying outfits for events that I'm not going to. I think in my mind, I feel maybe that I'm like a Claudia Winkleman Tess Daly hybrid and maybe I'm being invited to like 26 BBC cocktail Christmas parties. But I'm not. I'm not. That's the truth. I have so many sparkly things like the magpie that I am. I don't need any more, but I can't stop buying them.
So I think it's safe to say that maybe...
I've got a problem, okay?
In the shopping zone.
I've got a little bit of a glitch in the system.
I'm delighted that there's a glitch. I'm delighted.
The glitch is like, shit, it's Christmas. All the parties I'm not going to must have new outfits.
But you've got so many outfits.
That, stop it.
Yes, yeah,
just
stop
it.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. But I said stop about 2 weeks ago.
You said stop about 4 weeks ago when it started with the electric blue snakeskin cowboy boots.
I said you're never going. They're never going to be right. Yes, but then it went on to sequins. I mean, are you secretly Lady Gaga in disguise?
Maybe.
Do you need to be in costume?
All the time, apparently.
I'm doing step one, deleting apps on my phone that I don't use. Sorry to be smug, but I did actually do this recently. I don't have my apps in folders. That really annoys
Nicole. Oh, it's such a mess.
I know where they are on my phone, so it's easy for me to find them. I've just found one called Naked. Wondered briefly if anyone had been downloading porn on my phone, but no. Turned out to be a sort of leisure wear company that specialises in tracksuit bottoms. I think I clicked on it and downloaded from Instagram. So that is going, because God knows I don't need any more tracksuits.
Okay, it's ended now.
You didn't do as well as I thought you did, I have to say. But then you didn't need to do anything in your home.
But that's what I mean.
The alphabetized spice rack, and I mean, right, just says it all.
Like, there was nothing left to do at home.
All right. Okay.
But I failed in my personal life.
That's
okay. I'm a failure. My name is Lauren, and I'm addicted to sequin trousers, buying them and then sending them back.
I have been there with the sequin trousers. I have. And I went from like a £30 per pair of sequin trousers, and then it escalated up into £350. And then when I put the
three... Were they just as revolting?
They were just as revolting. Mm. And that's when I thought, okay, you know, you need to step away now. Mm. Sequin trousers are not for you.
I tell you, one pair I did find, they were really, really nice, and I would have kept them. And I put them on, and they were sort of a medium-sized sequin over mesh, so you obviously couldn't see anything because the whole trouser was covered, but just in the crotch area the sequins had completely come away, so you had a sort of just lace bald vagina and sequins everywhere else. And I thought, you know what, that's not the look I was going for this Christmas. So they went back default.
How many trips to the post office? See, that gives me anxiety.
Too fucking many. Right, should we get on with your week then?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, I'm really open-minded when it comes to self-care, and I feel I always put my best foot forward when it comes to every week in the practice, but I just can't be bothered with this one this week. I know it's good for me. I know I should be doing it. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to go through my phone and sift out all my old shitty emails and sift out through all my old shitty apps, and I can't be bothered. Is it going to change my life? I don't notice them there. Hence why they're still there. Why do I have to do it? Is it really going to give me a greater sense of well-being by sifting through all the old crap apps and looking at my home screen and it suddenly looks more minimalistic or clearer? Is that really going to help? Really?
For me, genuinely, it does.
Okay.
But for you,
but
it doesn't.
But you have alphabetized spice racks.
But I also do weird things like if someone texts...
Alphabetizing your spice racks.
No, but if someone texts me and it's a conversation about something that doesn't need to be dealt with anymore, I delete the conversation. So I know that anything I'm seeing is something that is ongoing or active or needs dealing with. So I am the person who, once the birthday party's finished, I'll leave the WhatsApp group and delete
fine.
It.
That's fine.
Because it's clutter to me.
Okay.
But it's not to you.
Okay.
But it's not to you.
No.
No, but I'm just saying that's... But I need that to be able to function in an organised way. You don't. So go you. But I do, because I obviously am lacking in the ability to live within the too much information. I don't cope with it well. That's all. It's just a different way of going through life.
I also use my WhatsApp as a search engine.
Oh, interesting.
So often it's going to have addresses on there that
okay.
I need. I don't save it in a phone box.
You don't like cut and paste
book.
It into their contact?
I really okay. don't. So, because it's just there and I yeah. always find it. And it always annoys me when I was like, well, can you send me the address? I said, well, I've sent you the address. Well, I can't find it. So but all I'm going to do is go back into our WhatsApp chat and find it and then resend it to you. So can't you just do that?
Some out of date pills, birthday cards from the other day that we're never going to look at again, chucked those away. Some old makeup that I never wear, I chucked that away. Is that enough? I also had a whole clear out of my drawer under my sink. I chucked loads of cloths and rubbish away from there. And Now, I haven't decluttered my whole house, but I think I've made a solid effort.
You know, that's as far as I'm willing
to go. Was that as part of the game of getting rid of one thing a day, two things a day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you did quite well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't know why it gives me, it just bugs me. I don't know why. Do you remember it bugged me in detox
because
week?
Because you're a hoarder. You're a secret.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I like can't look at it. Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what it is?
What?
I'll be really honest.
Go on.
I really don't like the clutter. Mm. And I actually would love to just get rid of it and to be on top of it all the time. But what I often do is I do get rid of it. And then because I live with three other people that are just so messy and they don't care, it just clutters up again. And I've kind of got to the point where it's a bit of a pointless exercise because I'm driving myself mad when in 3 weeks it's going to be messy again.
You're swimming against the tide.
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. I do find that.
I get that. I get that. But if you lived in my house,
I'd be very
swimming,
happy.
You'd be swimming with the
I'm,
tide.
I'm totally yeah. jealous. This so is all. Be... It's all coming from that. And know... I would also like to be bothered to put my spices in alphabetical order, but I'm never going to do that because Daisy's going to come along and she's never going to put it back. Right. You know, she's never going to put the paprika back with the peas. I mean, it's just never going to happen.
To be fair, there is really nothing else in the peas. It's just
pepper?
Paprika.
Pepper?
No. Because that's in the pepper mill that's out on the work surface. There's no really no other peas. Or O's, just oregano. And the Z is just for za'atar.
Yes.
So it's not that difficult. But it's with the C's
it's
are the
It's not
problem.
That difficult, but what I'm...
The C's are the problem because you've got cayenne, you've got chilli flakes, you've got cinnamon, you've got cumin, coriander, cumin seeds, coriander seeds, ground cumin. The C's
okay,
are the
Okay, you can
issue.
Stop now. You can stop now.
I need a subsection for C's.
Shoot
do you think I'm unwell?
I just can't.
Do you think I'm unwell?
No one in my house is going to put the coriander back with the chili flakes.
Well, they can't live with me. That's
they just it. They just can't, they just will not do that. So what is the point? So I'm asking you, is there any point in me organising it for everyone to go and mess it up again? Like, example, when my daughter moved into her new room, which was about 2 months ago,
yeah,
and I reorganized all her cupboards and they
Lovely.
Were all gorgeous. And I loved it. And yeah. It was gorgeous. But she has suddenly turned into a teenager overnight. She's 12 and right. she apparently can't pick anything up off the bathroom floor. That is where I pick all her washing up now. She used to be so tidy. So I'm picking everything up off the bathroom floor. The other day she wanted a pair of pajamas. She just literally pulled out all the pajamas and just left it there. It doesn't bother her. So what am I going to do? Every day go in and rearrange her wardrobe.
Does it bother you?
Yes. Mm. Can you hear that? Of course it bothers me, but I have to let it go. Mm. So there's this constant practice of just ignoring it. Mm. So I'm ignoring the clutter. I actually don't really like the clutter because I know that if I organise it and then they just mess it up again, I'm just going to lose my shit.
I have a variety of this. Max, my oldest, who's now currently not living with me because he's at uni, he is a slut. He will leave wet towels on the floor and pants. And I say, pick it up. And he will pick it up, but he'll leave it. Zach, on the other hand, I sent you a photo of his yes. wardrobe. Okay, it freaks me out. Since that photo, he's now started rolling the t-shirts and putting them in a pattern in the wardrobe. The kid puts Marie Kondo to shame. He makes her look like a tramp. I mean,
and you?
Yeah, he is seriously tidy. And the little one, he loves organisation and tidiness, but also will very happily do that thing where he leaves his pants inside his trousers on the floor for mummy to pick up. So the Lego has to be organised.
Hello,
but the pants
I just
are on the
told
floor.
You that she pulled her entire cupboard out
yeah.
and left it. The entire cupboard of pyjamas are on the floor.
But I would fold them and put them back in. I'd probably do that every day.
But what for? Because you'd be doing...
Because it would make me mental otherwise.
But this is my point. It yeah. does make me mental. Yeah. And it makes me mental with resentment that I have yeah. to keep doing it. So I've had to stop doing it. Do you see?
I totally see.
So what do I do?
I have ask to ask her, please, can you put your pyjamas away in your cupboard?
I mean,
85 times.
I cannot.
Till you're blue in the face.
Yeah. So I've had to just ignore it for my own sanity.
Fair enough.
So
fair
I think
enough.
That is
yeah.
why
yeah.
I've hit the nail on the head. That is why this practice
doesn't work for you.
Pisses me off.
Okay. But if we strip away the house tidying, if we remove that, how do you feel about the other nuggets of things like curating your social life at Christmas.
Of course.
Not over cluttering.
Of course.
Minimal, you know, not telling yourself stories that don't exist anymore. You love that. You often say that to me. Stop telling yourself that story. It's an old story.
It's a very coaching thing to
say. Right. So those sorts of things.
Amazing.
That's good stuff,
for it.
Right?
I'm totally here for it. Yeah, I got caught up in the house stuff, the decluttering thing.
Yes.
Yes, I can see the point of the deleting your apps, of getting rid of the emails, that you're not getting all this, you're not consuming all of this junk. You just don't need it in your space. I do get it.
Okay, I'm going to give you one other thing that I've done. I don't know whether this is awful or good, and I still haven't decided, okay?
Oh, dear.
I don't know what you're going to think about this. So the kids always have stockings as well as main presents under the tree, and I wrap everything in the stocking, which is totally my bad because I started this when I only had one child, then two children, now three, and it takes me two full evenings to wrap every tube of Smarties and every chocolate coin and everything else. Totally my fault that I do that, but I do it. When I was clearing out Max's room after he left for uni, I found some like little football books that I think I must have given him for Christmas when he was about seven. Never read, brand spanking new, and I'm thinking about repurposing them, wrapping them, and giving them to my little one in his Christmas stocking. Is that awful or good?
I think that is genius.
Do you?
Yes, I think it's sustainable.
It's totally sustainable.
It's better for the environment. It's better for your pocket.
Yeah.
Max is not going to notice.
Well, Max has never read them.
Right. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Do you think it's okay?
And I think when we're now living in the cost of living crisis, like, we have to do whatever we can in order to make Christmas joyful, but we need to be very mindful about what we're spending. But there's something else I want to say.
Yeah.
Black Friday.
Yep. What did you buy? Did you buy anything?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. The pot kettle black moment arrives.
Well, you say that. I have never claimed to be good at this.
Okay.
I'm not good at this. And I am a terrible consumer, as are you, as we've learned.
No, what I am is a terrible sender backer.
You're still consuming it. You're still buying it.
But I'm not really, because then I don't keep it.
Yeah, but you get caught up.
I get totally obsessed. Yeah, then I send it back. Yeah.
Okay, so I kept saying to myself, right, you're not buying anything for Black Friday because you're doing minimalism week.
Yeah.
And it was so apt that it was Black Friday the week that we were doing it. So I had it constantly in my mind. And then, funnily enough, you get all the emails.
Oh, yeah, funny
through.
That.
And I was running out of my Kylie Cosmetics lipstick.
Right.
It was running low.
Yeah.
So I saw the email come in, so I thought, well, I might as well get one. And they were 40% off.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Are they very expensive?
They're £28. It's
that
a lip.
Is a lot.
It's a lip kit.
Okay.
Right. So you get a lip liner and a lipstick. It's lasted me for ages.
Okay.
And they're really lovely. Mm. So I bought three. And then I was on the I was on the phone to you or texting you, and I said, oh, I'm on Kylie Jenner and I need the lips. You were like, it's fine if you need it. And then I thought, do I need the red? I've got the red.
No, you know what happened. You were showing me on your laptop and you were like, oh, do I need the red as well? Because I've got the red. I've got my other red, the MAC one. And I said, well, just get the other one. And then you bought three.
I bought three. Whilst you were sitting opposite me.
Oh, you naughty.
I know. Okay, I think we should go to summary.
Please.
What worked for you, Laura Mishcon?
I mean, I just really like it. I really like it, and I wish I could do more of it. I'm really into it, the minimalism mindset, and I'm trying extra hard this Christmas not to go completely cuckoo la la over everything. Sequins, shiny things, presents, stocking fillers.
You still did. Were you like, oh, but this Christmas was different? No, it wasn't.
It hasn't been
seven
different.
Seven pairs of sequin trousers, one of which were lilac. I mean, no.
They were so nice. But what do you wear with them?
You'd have to wear a very
only
plain
black. And also, you can only wear them once. And everyone's like, oh, I love your lilac sequin trousers. And you can never wear them again.
Never. Or with just a completely different group of people. But once you put them on social media,
you're fucked.
You're finished.
So they went back. I like it. I like the concept. I like it, but I think it takes dedication.
I would say that was very fair. And you know what? I've got other things to dedicate in my life to. I'd rather dedicate an hour to exercise or to hanging out with my kids or, you know, something a little bit more worthy than clearing out the fucking junk drawer. I cannot say
it. Can't say the junk drawer.
Drawer that is going to be messed up again in 3 weeks' time.
But for me, it's about what makes you feel calm, but in control and organized. And for you, that's going to do 80,000 burpees and lifting stuff. And for me, it's going around my kitchen when I open something, there's no mess there. That makes me feel calm and together.
And I get that. And yeah. I would love to be able, in truth, to open my cupboards and see what you see in your cupboards.
When we get married, then we'll have a nice tidy kitchen, okay?
That's very sweet. But until then,
yeah, till our wedding day.
I'm still married to my actual husband.
Me too, but things change.
So it's really interesting what you just said, that it's about what keeps you calm. So me walking away from my daughter's bedroom and shutting the door because she still hasn't made her bed and all her shit is on the bathroom floor. If I engage in that, I'm not going to feel calm. I'm going to feel resentful and annoyed.
Yeah.
So I have to walk away to stay calm. So that's what
I have
to do.
I hear it.
But it doesn't mean I like it.
I hear it.
There you go.
Okay.
I think I got to the bottom of it. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
That's good. That's good. I'm very interested to hear next week what the listeners feel about minimalism and clutter and what they're doing for Christmas. And, you know, I want to get a feel for how it is out there right now.
I'm telling you.
I want to handle it.
I want to know how many people alphabetize their spice cupboard.
No one, it's just me. I'm the freak and I don't care.
No, but we all...
I own it.
Yes, but what you're missing is that we all want to be able to do it.
No, I don't think that's true. I do. Many people merrily live in
no
bit of chaos and they just are totally fine with that.
No, you have to be totally fine with it, but I think if they had a preference, they would definitely pick that way. Definitely.
I don't know. It's the only way I am. Anywhere I know how to be.
You know what? I've got my fitness and you've got your organisation
and it
skills.
Makes us both happy.
It really does.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd like to be fitter and I'd like to be more organised.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, both those things.
But I just refuse to put the hard work in.
So do I.
Exactly. There we go. There we go. Okay, thank you for listening. That was a very long-winded episode.
It really was.
Trying to make life a little bit simpler, but it's not a simple subject, is it?
It's a complex subject for a simple thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's your soundbite. We'll be back on Wednesday with a snippet show from one of our old episodes, so tune in for that. And then we'll be back on Friday to hear what you think of minimalism and if you do simplify your life and your phone and your emails and your cupboards and everything else. We want to hear all of it. We'll be back then. Speak to you then.